It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another edition of Care or Don't Care.
All right.
Let's do it.
And before we begin, you should know I had a close friend of mine in the mystical community create hair dolls in all of your likenesses.
That's not weird, Jeff.
Okay.
Mystical community.
And so here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm going to read a headline, and if my co-hosts say care, I'll read you a wonderful story, and your hair doll will be taken to a day spa to get pampered with a massage and a little tiny pedicure.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Cute.
There's nails on it?
Yeah.
It's getting
but anytime one of you says don't care, your hair dolls are going to be forced to kiss each other on camera.
Wow.
And then the video is going to be leaked to each of your parents.
Okay, I'll care about everything.
Yeah, is that what you want?
I actually kind of want to see that.
I don't understand.
Well, let's get to it with your first headline.
Oh my God.
Wait, have we been pronouncing this simple word wrong our entire lives?
Oh, no.
Care or don't care?
Oh, man.
I care. I am terrible at pronunciation.
I don't really care about words.
You know
sorry.
What? I didn't care.
Oh, hair doll's getting kissed.
No! Alexis, you're in radio now.
I care.
Words are how you make
money. Well, like we talk properly on here.
I care.
We got two cares.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready to question reality?
Yeah.
Because according to a survey of over 10,000 people, nearly 95% of them have been mispronouncing a very common word their entire lives.
Oh, no.
And now they're blown away by the truth.
What is it?
And that word is BMW.
The car?
What?
The car?
Because it's a German brand, the last letter isn't pronounced W.
Oh.
Instead, we should be pronouncing it as BMV, like how Germans say it.
Oh, yeah. BMW. Driving's
MC. Boss is great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it's not Wiener Schnitzel, it's Wiener Schnitzel.
That's true.
BMV.
It's BMV. And okay. By the way, it's also not Volkswagen.
Oh, no.
What?
This is my car.
It's Volkswagen.
No, not Volks, because the V is pronounced with an F. So it's Volkswagen.
So I have a Volkswagen Jetta.
Yeah, Volkswagen Jetta,
It sounds angry. It sounds less sorority girl and more like...
My Volkswagen.
Okay. Let's go to your next headline. The surprise reunion that'll make you say, cock-a-doodle, what? Care or don't care?
I care
at the sound.
That was great. I care
Will
so much.
Will you do
it
one more time and I'll care?
Cock-a-doodle, what?
Yeah, now I care. Now I care. I'm on board.
It all started when 18-year-old Mississippi native Thomas Ramsey went to a Civil War reenactment.
Oh, my God. That was a lot of sentence right there.
Oh, wow.
With him, as always, was his best friend in the whole world, his pet rooster named Buff Orpington.
Oh my God.
Cool
it's
name.
An amazing name.
Apparently, he tags along on every Civil War reenactment.
Oh. Because what teenager doesn't have a pet rooster and go to Civil War reenactment?
Yeah, for real.
Thomas says there's cannons blazing, rifle fire, and good old Buff just watching it all unfold like a real soldier.
He's like, whatever, gamers, I'm doing this in real life.
After the event, Thomas stopped off at a Cracker Barrel for some lunch, of course.
Of course. This is all fitting.
Classic dish.
Love it.
But they wouldn't allow the rooster inside.
Oh, come on. It's an emotional support rooster.
So Thomas leashed the young bird to the side of his truck.
Oh, okay, that's so cute. A chicken on a leash.
Yeah.
Okay.
And an hour later, he came out and saw the leash was still there, but Buff Orpington was gone.
No, Buff!
Where'd the rooster go?
Come back.
Somebody in the Cracker Barrel parking lot said they saw him wandering around, so they knew he wasn't stolen.
Good.
And Thomas spent the next hour and a half riding around looking for his buddy.
Dude, and he sounds like he's setting up a joke. He's like, you guys, have you seen a chicken cross the road? No, seriously, I'm trying to be serious here.
It's not a chicken, it's a rooster. Yeah. Okay?
Sorry.
Soon other locals heard the news, and they joined in the effort. Before you knew it, the entire town was helping out. Many still dressed in their Civil War attire.
I love this.
You know there is some dude doing drugs when he opened that door and was like, did I travel back in time?
And there's some unfortunate family, too, that's like, my kid's missing. And they're like, nope, sorry.
Yeah.
We're looking for this rooster.
Priorities, lady.
A few days later, a farmer 30 minutes down the road from the Cracker Barrel spotted Buff strutting around his yard and thought, that's not my rooster.
Yeah.
And he helped reunite the lost bird with his owner, Thomas.
I'm glad we cared.
Yeah.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. A poll was just released of the top four famous people who are so beloved, they're cancel-proof. Will you agree?
Oh, oh, yeah. I
care or don't care.
I don't think anyone's canceled.
You know Tom Hanks is on the top of this list.
Oh,
so.
You're right. I agree.
Let's find out. These days, it seems like any famous person can be canceled, whether or not they actually deserve it.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. But, I mean, let's be honest. Like, 99% of the time, they deserve it.
Well, is it possible that anybody's so beloved, they're cancel-proof?
Okay, what do you got? Who's on the list?
These are the people that are as close as it gets to being untouchable. Here's the list. Number four.
There's only one I'm thinking of.
Betty White.
Yep, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Betty White is amazing.
I don't think anything can bring her down.
No, I think that she would be canceled.
She
I do.
She could kick a baby, and people would be like, well, that baby needs to get out of Betty White's way.
Yeah. Number three, Hamilton superstar Lin-Manuel Miranda.
But the thing is that these people wouldn't do cancel-type activities
usually.
But if they did.
That's what everybody thinks about everyone.
Right. Everyone's got
until it happens. Yeah. Number two, Keanu Reeves.
The reason these people are cancel-proof is because they're such good people.
He is a wholesome person.
Oh my God, did you remember that story about how he rented the van when he got a canceled flight and took all the passengers
with him? Yeah, he was like chopping it up with them, just talking like normal.
Yeah, you cannot cancel John Wick. Only John Wick can cancel John Wick. And the number one most beloved celebrity.
I can't think of who this is.
Still kicking. Country music superstar Dolly Parton.
She's a sweetheart.
Brooke's gonna go. I mean, she helped us find the coronavirus vaccine, for God's sake.
Are we missing anybody from this list?
She did say Tom Hanks.
I was surprised. Mr. Rogers, I thought he'd be on there. He's passed.
Tom got the Rona, though. Like, come on.
You think people
are still gonna want him at their wedding after that? I don't think so.
He's got the antibodies now.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
Care.
What did the Little Mermaid wear to math class?
What?
Her algae bra. Oh, man.
Those are some seashells.
Oh. Yeah, got it.
Disney math and ocean humor all mixed into one powerful joke.
We peaked.
We did it. The show's going to be terrible from here on out. That's Care or Don't Care. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.